AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Schools and government agencies are closed today in Puerto Rico. Tropical Storm Ernesto is approaching. Andrew Hagan at the National Hurricane Center says a lot of rain is expected in the U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
And for Puerto Rico, 3 to 6 inches of rainfall is expected, but localized amounts as high as 10 inches are possible.
Puerto Rico already has 6 reservoirs that are overflowing. Wholesale inflation cooled last month.
Wholesale price increases in the U.S. eased last month. That suggests inflation pressures are further cooling as the Federal Reserve moves closer to cutting interest rates. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.1% from June to July and 2.2% from a year ago. The producer price index can provide an early sign of where consumer inflation is heading. I'm Shelley Adler.
A police officer in Ohio was indicted on charges including murder in the shooting of Takiyah Young, a pregnant black woman killed by police in a grocery store parking lot last August. On the campaign trail, it appears former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris agree on at least one thing.
No tax on tips. Do we like that?
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Lawmakers from both parties like the idea. University of Michigan law professor James Hines Jr. says this issue may go nowhere.
We've taxed tips for a long, long time. Congress has known all about this. They've not chosen to change it. And one possibility is, no matter who wins, they don't change it. But I guess we'll find out.
Hines says to cut taxes on tips, you either have to cut spending or raise taxes. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street after the first of several key reports on the economy this week came in better than expected. The S&P 500 was up 0.9% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow added 102 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.5%. Starbucks soared more than 22% after naming the head of Chipotle as its new CEO. Chipotle sank more than 13%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after a report showed that wholesale inflation eased last month. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.86%. Seth Sutel, New York.
As Seth mentioned, Starbucks has a new CEO. He's Brian Niccol, the chair and CEO of Chipotle. Starbucks has been struggling with weak demand and disgruntled investors. Laxman Narasimham has been CEO for little over a year. Chipotle has continued to see growth despite a large slowdown in the fast food market. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.